Advocates are holding a Trans Lives Matter rally outside the Duval County Courthouse Wednesday. Four transgender women have been shot in Jacksonville this year, three of them fatally. And advocates are pleading with the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office to change its practices. This week was the most recent shooting of a transgender woman of color, bringing the number of similar murders nationwide to 13, according to the Human Rights Campaign. And these activists at City Hall Tuesday outside a council meeting say police need to do better.
We need to see an LGBTQ advocacy officer on the ground interacting with this community so that there's better communication, identification, and solving of these murders that are still outstanding.
Equality Florida's Director of Transgender Inclusion, Gina Duncan, says she's been reaching out to JSO since this year's first Jacksonville murder in February.
Offering transgender awareness training, offering model policy and procedure, and offering our expertise to help them improve their policies and procedures in reference to misgendering transgender women.
In an email to WJCT News, JSO says its policy is to call victims by their legal names and genders, which show up on the medical examiner's reports, regardless of how the people identified in life. A spokesman says that's not meant out of disrespect. Instead of offering an LGBT liaison, the sheriff's office says anyone can voice concerns at its Sheriff's Watch neighborhood meetings. JSO doesn't believe the four shootings are linked. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.